It's Molly, and this is the second episode of Molly's True Stories. So the most commonly requested that I got was Masturbatory MacGyver. Give me one moment, I'm gonna light this. So, my first time making a sex toy. No, I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping ahead in the story. Let me go to the very beginning. I was about 10 or 11, and I had mentioned in the first installment of the series, my special neighbor Joe. So after that initial time, he enjoyed my company and having me over. He really liked getting me presents. And he really enjoyed getting me subversive presents. Things that had a meaning that my parents wouldn't be able to easily, you know, figure out. And one of them was, I don't know what it's called, he had bought me this, like, antique, it's like a nail kit. It has, like, a vibrating base that you connect all these heads to, and it plugs into the wall. And it's got a really powerful vibrating, thing to it. So there's, like, a head for, you know, like a razor, a head for a muscle vibrator relaxer thing, head for an emery board, and a pumice stone. Pardon the coughing. But, yeah. It had all these little accoutrements to it that I really found enjoyable. So, when Joe gave me the present at first, I just saw, you know, a beauty kit. I'm like, oh, well, this is nice. But then he's like, well, I'm not giving it to you to make you more pretty. I'm giving it to you to show you that you can find pleasure in your environment. Everywhere you look there can be a implement of pleasure. You just have to look for it. So he took the vibrating base thing and he plugged it into the wall. And without any of the heads on it, with just the bare nub that connects to the heads, he had me run my finger over it. And I'm like, wow, that really, like, that vibrates my bone and my finger, you know, touching it. That's hardcore. It's kind of intense. And he's like, now imagine that on the spots that I touch you. Pardon me, I'm having a drink. And, you know, I just remember him telling me that he was going to put that little nub, that vibrating nub, on my clit. And I knew that when he kissed me there, it was like lightning between my thighs. I knew it felt absolutely fucking amazing, so of course I'm gonna trust him to, you know, teach me how to feel good in other ways. So, he trained me on how to use the machine. That's what I'm going to refer to it as, the machine. However, like most machines, they have a shelf life. And I used that thing maybe 3 or 4 times daily for a really long time. That one day I plugged it in, and I turned it on, and I could smell, you know, that burning motor smell? Like when you burn out a circuit? It was that smell. And it stopped working, and I just remember grinding my little pussy against that thing, like practically begging it to come back to life because I was desperate to come and I didn't know how to use my hand yet. So I called Joe, and I said, desperately, the toy you got me is broken. Whatever shall I do? And he's like, well, you know, look around the house. See if there's anything that, you know, might work. So I go through the closets in the, you know, the bathroom, and I find my, you know, vibrating toothbrush, and I tried that, and I didn't like it. It wasn't the same thing at all. And so I found a pair of, hair clippers, and, I was about 11 or 12 at this point. I had, taken the hair clippers and took a, you know, those, Bic pens, the plastic Bic pens with the ink inside, and you can take the tip off and it comes off with the ink and it's just left with the plastic shell. I press that against my clit and then take the hair clippers and press it against the pin. And I did this so many times that I had to change, you know, the pin shell, because I would literally cut through it with the clippers. I cut myself a couple of times down there. Definitely nicked my cunt a couple of times, but I didn't hate it. Eventually, though, I did get tired of nicking myself down there. So I, you know, reevaluated the toothbrush and realized that my problem with the toothbrush was the bristles. It would grind against my cunt in a way that, you know, would like give it rug burn. And even if I flipped the brush over and just used the flat end of the plastic part of the brush, it's still, the bristles still kind of hurt. So what I would do is, with a pair of tweezers, just pluck out the bristles. And I used that as my vibrator for a little bit. I used to put shoes in the dryer and sit on the lid and touch myself with the little bumpy, vibrating bits. You know, when that would happen, it was just, oof, such a lovely feeling. Such a lovely fucking feeling. So I was getting really curious about penetration when I was about 14 or 15. No, I was definitely younger than 14, because I lost my virginity at 14. Let me clarify. Consensual sex with a boy my age at 14. Before then, my experience with intercourse was a little hazy. Blotchy at best. I'll get to that one day. That's a whole other episode. One that will involve a lot of crying. So let me know if you want to hear that one. But the fans of my sobbing will really enjoy me telling that story. Sexy stuff, sexy stuff. I'm going back to the sexy stuff now. So yeah, I was getting interested in the idea of penetrating myself at around 13 or 14. Wanting to do it myself, wanting to actually put something in my vagina. So I had this daybed that had these really thick, long bedposts with a brass knob on top that was kind of textured in a way that just, it reminded me of a cock. So I one day stood up on my mattress, positioned my cunt over the bedpost, and just slowly lowered myself down on it. I got down about 2 inches and kind of got horny, like really horny. Like I had this sudden urge to just take it all. And I knew I couldn't, because obviously, like, bedpost, hello, that, no. But I definitely pushed myself to a little too hard. And when I came, I stood up to pull it out of my pussy, and I realized there was blood all over my bed pole, all over my bedpost. I panicked, got really, really scared, cleaned up my blood, went and took a shower to get the blood off me, and I hurt for a couple of days after that, but I kept an eye on it, and I knew if I was still having problems after a few days that I really should, you know, tell my mom that I had, you know, had a misadventure with my pussy. But luckily enough that, that never came to be a thing. Oh, what else is there? Oh, yeah, so my first vibrator, my first actual vibrator that I ever got, I was 16 years old, and I bought it at a Spencer's, and I hated it. I thought it was too weak compared to what I was used to. I'm used to, like, my MacGyver shit, which is, like, balls to the wall, hardcore, clitoral stimulation, and, Spencer's didn't cut it for me. I remember being very disappointed, and then about 18 years old, I started fucking a much older man, and he would buy me sex toys, but nothing ever compared to the machine. Nothing will ever compare to the machine in my eyes. It was just that good. Oh, it was just that good. And then having Joe teach me how to use it. Oh. Oh. Oh, so that's my true story about the ways that I would make myself come as a kid. Let me know if you would like to hear more from me in regards to my true stories. If you have any, questions or anything that you want me to talk about in the future, just leave it in the comments. Yeah, I just want to tell the story. I was thinking I might touch myself, but I don't think I'm going to this time. I think I just like the idea of you guys just knowing the dirty shit that I used to do as a little girl. You know, I'm actually, now that I'm actually thinking about the fact that you guys are listening and hopefully touching yourself, thinking about my tiny little prepubescent cunt grinding on a makeshift vibrator. I'm kind of getting hot thinking about how you might find that idea stimulating. Oh shit, who am I kidding? I'm gonna touch myself. I can't talk about this without touching myself. Who am I kidding? Oh my god. Oh. Oh, I wish Joe was between my legs right now. Oh, you know what? I should do a tutorial one of these days, a sequel to this audio. Telling you guys and showing you how I used to use the hair clippers and the big pen and the toothbrush. I can't masturbate on a bed post though. My posts are too big. I'd break my cunt on it. And I know you guys love to hear me cry, but not that. Too much. I love this little cunt getting stretched out, but that's just, oof. I wouldn't know what to do. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oof. Oh my god. Would have loved to watch, huh? But you guys would have loved to watch me touch myself when I was a little girl. Well, I would have loved it too. Oh, I was a trained and bad little girl. Oh, I loved doing dirty things I didn't fully understand. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come to the idea of you molesting me as a kid. I'm there. Oh. pussy so bad. Oh, fuck. By the way, tell me what you think of my new mic. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm gonna go now. That felt really good. Thank you, guys.